Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe. On today's show, we're talking about how to scrutinize a quote for construction. Earlier this week, we received a budgetary estimate for a new construction project. Needless to say, the price was high relative to what we were expecting. So now that you have an estimate, how do you dig in and scrutinize where it might be off base? This falls into a category I call know your numbers. That means knowing your numbers at a detailed level for specific line items. And I'm going to take you through a few specific line items, not to get lost in the details of this particular project, but rather to understand the thought process inherent in this kind of work. When you're talking with a general contractor, it's tempting to focus on the bottom line number. Now, if you engage the contractor on this basis, you're basically twisting their arm, which is a pretty blunt instrument. Instead, it's better in our experience to scrutinize the scope of each line item to understand what's included in that line item, make sure the assumptions that are being made are correct. If there's an error or misunderstanding of the scope, now is the time to figure that out. So we start with the site-specific work. This is a line item for excavation. It's going to consist of three components. First is how much soil will need to be excavated. In our case, this building measures 85 feet by 36 feet. The foundation is being dug to a depth of 8 feet, and the foundation hole needs to be dug 4 feet wider than the actual foundation. From this, we can calculate the total volume of dirt to be removed. So we multiply 93 by 44 by 8, which gives us 32,736 cubic feet, and then we divide that by 27 to get cubic yards, a total of 1,212 cubic yards. If we can get 14 yards in a triaxle dump truck, then we need 77 truckloads to cart all of that away. When we calculate the cost of transportation at $6 per ton per mile, armed with these calculations, we can determine whether the estimate for excavation is reasonable or not. In this case, the estimate was way out to lunch. It's only by performing these detailed calculations for each of the major line items that we can determine if the estimate as a whole makes sense. We had a line item for connecting electric power to the building. The total estimate was $350,000 to provision power. Now, we measured the distance to the nearest electrical pole, which is only 25 feet away from the building. The utility is willing to hang two pole-mounted transformers, and then we can trench down from the pole to the building to provide the electrical service through an underground conduit. The utility will provide the wire and the transformers to the electrical meter, and we've got to pay for the 4-inch conduit. We're probably talking a couple of $1,000s to provide power, and virtually all of that $350,000 estimate can be zeroed out. We were able to point this out to the contractor, who instead had assumed a pad-mounted transformer and a lot of infrastructure around it. The estimate for the glass railings on the balconies was $30,000. By estimating the material cost at $160 a linear foot, we determined that their estimate for the glass balcony railings was in fact too low. These are simple calculations that anyone can do, but you've got to know your numbers. We found errors in the number of doors that were estimated to be in the project. We looked at every single line item. They estimated $15,000 for hoisting equipment. So I went to my quotes from past projects and looked at what it cost for a genie lift and for a telehandler. At $1,175 per week per rental, we need to know if 13 weeks is going to be enough or if that's too much. Well, my feeling is that $15,000 actually seems low. The framing is going to take about a month, and the exterior cladding is going to take about a month as well. Window installation is going to take nearly a couple of weeks if they can install 5 windows a day with a small crew. The higher you go, the more difficult it is. Fortunately, most of the windows are on a balcony, so hoisting them and installing them is going to be easier than on a sheer wall, 60 feet up in the air. There is exterior rigid insulation to be installed. Hopefully, the insulation can be installed in a factory environment. We counted the number of windows and got a quote for just a single window. We looked at the estimates for plumbing and mechanical and electrical and drywall and paint and on, repeating the same process each and every time. Now, you might be wondering if we're doing the general contractor's job for them. Some might argue that we are, but it's this detailed approach that enables us to have a proper discussion about the scope and assumptions for each line item. We looked at the staffing for the project to understand the role of the project manager, the project administrator, the project coordinator, the site superintendent, and the foreman, and so on. Gone are the days of merely shopping for products you might like. Construction is deeply technical these days. The process of value engineering the design requires a deep understanding of the design requirements, the building code, the cost of materials, and their alternatives. Only then can you have a meaningful dialogue with your contractors. As you think about that, have an awesome rest of your day. Go make some great things happen. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.